has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did I hear two voices?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm on here.
Thank you. Please join me in saying the connecting to the Ma meditation. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey. Our class tonight is the Tikkuni Zohar class. We are still in the sixth section of the prologue. We're beginning section 27, which is rather lengthy. It essentially goes from paragraph 227 to paragraph 244. The title is Bereshit, Brit Esh, the Covenant of Fire. We'll start with a Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu, Leakta, L'shem Yudhe Bavate, Beyehuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadunai Elohino, Alena Masei Adena Kunerne, Alena Masei Adena Kunernehu. Section 27 of the prologue, paragraph 227. We owe tikuna zayin v'hamit mashkilin yazhiru ilein diyadin v'milat reishit pekudea tilita'a. We can see that the word Bereshit is composed of two words. When we recognize that the middle letters, Aleph Shin, spell the word Esh, which is fire. The word letters that are left is Bet Resh Yud Tah, and together they form the word Brit, which is a covenant. But if we take, and this is what this verse is continuing with, if we make the middle three letters, Aleph, Shin, Yud, and rearrange the Yud to be in the middle, it forms the word Esh, which is man. Or Esh is fire and Ish is man. But the Yud is now spelled, and then what that leaves left are the letters Bet, Resh, and Ta. And if we've pulled the letter hey with the two letters of Aish, Aleph, Shin, we have the word Isha. The question is, where is the hey coming from? It's coming from the Yud, because its numerical value is 10. And if we say that we're substituting two hays in that for that letter Yud, we now have Isha, which is Aleph Shin Hay, and then we have the letters that are left are Bet, Resh, Af, and Hay. And then the verse is continuing to explain that these two different types of fire representing two different aspects of passion, that before the sin of Adam, they wore garments of light. And it says the primordial Adam, which is the initial man, Adam Kadmon, was able to dim the circuit of the sun by the bulge on his ankle. The dimming the circuit is a code phrase that needs to be explained, because the circuit of the sun is the earth rotating around its axis, causing it to be day and night. But why does that dim the sun, and why would it come from his ankle? So we go to paragraph 228. Wahainu bore me.
Has joined.
So we exchanged the skin of light for the skin of an animal, and the animal was from the snake, from the serpent. Paragraph 229. Ugan da tzadikim denatre berit shov Einam chochrim leafran dehuor mishka dechaya dechivya deit berei meafara deit marbeya v'nachash afar lahu shalmo. As a consequence, the righteous who safeguard the covenant and continue the great Mohin of the light of Chaya do not return again to their dust, which is the skin. The Malchut of the attribute of judgment, which is the greatness of the desire to receive in the aspect of the serpent that was created from dust, as mentioned from about it, and thus shall be the serpent's food. Well, this paragraph is explaining that if someone is able to raise their consciousness to the level of Chaya, and especially the Mohin of Chaya, they do not return to the skin that is dust, that doesn't decay. Paragraph 230. Uginda mandila natibrit itan behibut akaber bekehahu o afra beileni nun tegufa dilhon inun lon kever haya becheya bechayehon dido hakin lo shata bekoyoma umim laka dilhon deit baka dima betifar nehon. Consequently, whoever does not guard the covenant to receive in order to give pleasure to his creator is sentenced to the shaking of the grave, known as chibut hakever, the shaking of the grave in that dust, the dust that comes from the skin of animals, the skin of the negative system. And these bodies are to them an aspect of a grave in their own lifetime. As the master said, the wicked are called dead while they are alive, because they are daily in a state of distress, and consequently scream, give, give, as the master said, whoever has 100 wants 200. And during that occupation, meaning when they do the work to improve themselves, blood flows from their split fingernails. I'm not really clear what this idea of blood flowing from the split fingernails. I don't understand the split fingernails, but I do understand the verse to explain that failure to guard the brit brings you to have to experience the dust of your skin, the decay of your outer body, your skin. You have to experience the kivut hakever, which is typically translated as the beating in the grave. But here it's being explained that it's the skin of the body decays and becomes dust, and then that's what the resurrection will need to accomplish by bringing this level able to learn it. Paragraph 231. Uginda hakinu leachaza ati parnaim behevdala dahawa adam melubash biktot. Sifar Naim Tehau Naharin Ke Anani Kavod Behu Behavdala Minaihu Vayedu Ki Eromim Em Minehu Bejoba Benishma Arumim miktim miktit o deinun. Consequently, they set the custom to look at the fingernails during the Havdalah ceremony at the end of Shabbat, because the primordial Adam was dressed up in garments of fingernails, which shone like the cloud of glory. And due to the sin of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, it was separated from them. And then it is memorial. And they knew they were naked. From these, in body, neshama, ruach, and nefesh, and naked from the garments of light, which are the lights of fire. This paragraph is really clear as it's written. I don't think it needs an explanation. Paragraph 232. Ugin div shabbat itchaza lon bi adlakat shiraga shireja the shabbat bitrain tilum daesh mota. Shabbat ut avrin min ayhut hakinu kemeimar v'mota e shabbat havdala be'esh. Because on Shabbat these lights of fire can be seen when lighting the Shabbat candles with two wicks of fire, and at the end of Shabbat they are removed from them. Before they set the custom to recite the Havdalah ceremony, which with light at the end of Shabbat. And this is explaining why we light the candle and blow it out as part of the Havdalah ritual. That's what the paragraph in the section is describing. paragraph 233. Ugin div Shabbat uyomin tavin mitzla b'shin. Nishmatim bekatnot or amor hanavio al kein baorim kabedu yo ahedawanu heyo wiuk muho rabbanan kabedut. Ki big stout Niki Amiad be a mar melin ailin ishta tu kame a kuhu name haikala relate. Tedba ke gav nahu benehu bechad d'roya And since in Shabbat and holidays, the souls are dressed up in garments of light, therefore the prophet said, therefore glorify you the Lord in the regions of light. And the masters have defined it to honor him with clean clothes. As soon as the faithful shepherd said these things, all the members of the Abraham therefore, the prophet said, therefore glorify you the Lord in the regions of light. And the masters defined it to honor him with clean clothes. As soon as the faithful shepherd said these things, all the members of the academy, the yeshiva, prostrated themselves before him. Because no joy is as great among them as the joy when the new secrets in the Torah is revealed anew among them. Moses is teaching this paragraph about how the souls dress up for the holidays. They dress up in garments of light. They dress up connecting to the skin of light that was in Adam and Eve prior to the sin. Paragraph 234. Uginda mandina tir berit esh beri ish tasadik tamim veyot yud tishad yud. Jadai bivrit virashim mim sugusa umista wain ulhon shal shala adihu daihi ot shabbat ot berit ot yamin tavin ot ot feeling. That is why he who guards the this covenant of fire and does not draw the Mohin without the correction of the central column that diminishes the upper three of the left is called a completely righteous man. And the Yud of the name Shaddai, Shin Dalet Yud, is a ring on the neck of the demon, which is the Shed, the Shin Dalet of the evil inclination. A ring that chains him, the secret of the curtain in the central column. Therefore, the name Shaddai is marked on the covenant, on the Brit, meaning that it is marked with the Mohin that are revealed through the precept of circumcision, and it is marked in the mezuzah because they all tremble from the chain, which is all the alignment. Which is the sign of Shabbat, the sign of the covenant, the sign of holidays, and the sign of Tefillin. Well, I realize we have plenty of time. My eyes are closing. So I am going to leave off having completed from 227 to 234. We will begin again with paragraph 235 when the time comes tomorrow. Shalom Gadol to everyone. You have a beautiful evening. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Good night.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Good night.
has joined. Has joined. Has joined.